I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now every Monday. And our subcategory is called Helping People on Mondays. I am your host, Jessica Wilkerson, a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF 69783, registered with the Board of Behavioral Sciences in California. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor or licensed marriage and family therapist at Chico Creek Counseling. If you would like to learn more about me or any of my colleagues, you can go to ChicoCreekCounseling.com and learn more about us. We have my friend Rochelle here on the show with us today. She's here for... Oh, sorry.
Hello!
I just forgot her microphone. She is here with us for a six-week series. This week is week number 3. So we are midway through February.
Yeah.
Almost towards the end of February.
You believe it?
I know. It's almost spring. Okay. So last week we spoke a little bit about when we ended last week, we were ending on talking about our mask and how right now she's been putting on her mask of bravery. Rochelle's doing 1 year of acting brave. That's her New Year's resolution. Every single day she does a bravery challenge act for herself just to grow as a person and have more boldness in her life. So when we left last week, we were talking about how in order to embrace this acts of bravery, she has been able to kind of use it as a mask to say, okay, I'm going to do this thing I'm really scared of. I did an internal inventory to see, is this safe? Is it going to hurt myself? Is it going to hurt my family, anyone I love if I do this? And if the answers to that are no, it's not going to actually hurt anybody. She is, well, you know what? Go ahead and talk. You talk. You tell them what you're doing, Michelle.
Well, yeah. So if I take that internal inventory and it's a good thing. I also kind of, that's another thing, is it a good thing or is it a great thing?
Ooh, yeah. I like that.
That's how my husband Tim and I make decisions. You know, is if it's something I really want to do, is it good or is it great? Because, you know, we only have so many hours, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes that saying no to the good is super brave because you have to cut things out of your life that you love, that you know, other people really want you to do, you know, that expectation.
Other people really want you to do. Mm-hmm. And that internal script that you don't want to let them down.
Right. Oh, that's a hard one.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So how do you pick and choose when you know that someone is going to be let down? It's either going to be you, mm-hmm. your bravery challenge, which is also part of you, or other people in your life. How do you pick which thing do I want to do? Because you're a kind woman. You're not going to put yourself first in all of the situations.
Right. Well, it's funny because I just wrote a blog on this.
Ooh.
So if you want to see it, go to my website, RochelleDeNichelle.com. And yes, it's hard to spell.
RachelleD.
ENECOCHEA.com. Or just go to Facebook at Act Brave and find it there because I post them. But it really in the last month, you know, I started working at Chico Creek Counseling as the office manager, and that's taking up a significant amount of time.
Oh, yeah.
And so I didn't think about that before I started. I just thought, oh, I have a little bit of extra time. You know, we have some financial goals. Let's mm-hmm. do this. And it has cut into my writing time so much. And so I've been drowning and trying to figure out, you know, I mean, There's laundry piles. There's food rotting in the refrigerator. There's me feeling like a failure, you know.
Mm-hmm. And, welcome to my world, right? Girlfriend.
Well, I had managed my life. You know, I had worked it out to the great.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly there's a 25-hour chunk of time taken out of that.
Yeah.
So now what's the great? And I had to really decide, okay, because I'm a writer, mm-hmm. do I put this novel I'm working on the shelf for a little while and do, like, the thing I was thinking about was robotics. My kids are on the Butte County robotics team, Thunderbird Robotics. It's an amazing organization. And I was a mentor, just mm-hmm. helping them out. And, you know, not that I do robotics, but just being there and organization, you know, uh-huh. things. And so do I put my book on the shelf, something that is totally me and that I need mm-hmm. to do this other thing, because the time is ticking away with my kids. I have a freshman and a senior, and which is the great. But what I realized was I can't give up myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not okay if I'm not having that artistic outlet, that creative outlet.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I'm not okay, then I get grumpy. I get short. I get, you know,
mm-hmm.
I get overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
And so not being the best me isn't being the best for my family.
Oh, that is so powerful. So that in itself is a whole, we could do a whole show on that. That's having healthy boundaries and finding where to say yes and where to say no.
Yeah.
All right. And so the acting brave challenge, sometimes the bravery is just being able to put yourself in front of that stuff in a healthy way.
Right.
All right, guys. We will continue after this commercial break. This is Jessica Wilkerson and Rochelle DeNicache.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. And I just want to remind you that while we do talk about psychotherapy-related topics, we also are not a substitute for psychotherapy. So if you are thinking about wanting to learn how to be brave and go a little bit deeper into what's holding you back and what your fears are, I suggest finding somebody in your community who can work with you on that. And all the different therapists have different specialties. And so really, when you're looking for somebody, talk to them about what your specific goals are when you're interviewing them on the phone. I really want to look into what's been holding me back and learn how to be more bold in my life and my choices, and find somebody who has an expertise in helping people overcome those fears. All right, and talk with them. This cannot substitute for you doing your own personal work. All right, we are talking with Rochelle DeNicache.
Hello.
And I remembered to turn her microphone on this time, so that's a win.
You get to hear me.
Yeah. So we were talking before we left about being bold and saying yes, and how sometimes saying no to your kids or to your family is also saying yes to you. Mm-hmm. And being able to identify where that is without being overly selfish, but without also being a martyr, because right. a martyr can't help anybody. They yeah. just die.
Right.
And then you don't have that person anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Joan of Arc, she was a martyr, right? But then the world was without Joan of Arc.
Right. Right. And I think that we do that emotionally to ourselves.
Oh, definitely.
You know, and I spent the whole first part of my marriage and parenthood, well, up into the last couple of years, getting smaller and smaller and smaller because I was putting everybody else's needs first because mm-hmm. it was easier. And so part of the brave for me is saying, oh, wait, taking care of me mm-hmm. isn't selfish. It's something that is necessary because my kids, my husband, they want the best me. And mm-hmm. if I get small, then that's not the best me.
Mm-hmm.
But just, you know, learning how to be big, I guess.
So when you approached it to your family saying, I think that this is the thing, robotics is the thing that needs to take a back seat in order to focus on my writing and to focus on the bravery challenge. How did you go about implementing or having that discussion with them, and what was their response?
Yeah. Well, I was nervous, honestly. You know, I didn't want to let them down, mm-hmm. especially my daughter.
What was the internal negative automatic no, the negative script that was telling you you're going to let them down by putting yourself first in that regard?
I don't get enough time with them already during the season. They're gone so much. I'm not being a good mom, mm-hmm. you know, just all that stuff. Like, I'm going to miss out on my opportunity to be, mm-hmm. you know.
Mine is, Aiden is going to grow up and he's going to be gone. And once he's gone, he's gone.
Right.
But that's not necessarily true. That was true for me because I had a different childhood than he has. Mm-hmm. But
right. These are the only minutes, seconds that I get mm-hmm. with them. And, you know, soon it's going to all be over.
Mm-hmm. So what was the script that you used to override that answering machine tape?
It was kind of what I said before. If I don't say no to this, I'm not going to be okay. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not okay and I'm dying on the inside, then it's the little time that we do have together isn't going to be.
It's going to be miserable.
It's going to be miserable. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be fun. It's going to be me stressed, mm-hmm. me overwhelmed, me, you know, at my wit's end.
And those are the memories they're going to have.
Right.
Of being home with mom in their senior year and their high school years, but mom wasn't the same mom as she used to be. Mom was a stressed out mom.
Right. Whereas mm-hmm. I could, you know, do what I needed for myself and still be their champion, still mm-hmm. go to their tournaments and, you know, still do some behind the scene things. And really, when I sat down with them, they didn't have any of those responses. It was just like, oh, yeah, totally get it, Mom. That's fine. And yeah, and that was it.
So they were supportive.
They were totally supportive. They totally got it.
So your automatic, no, I can't take this time for myself, ended up when you challenged that, you had the support of your whole family.
I did.
Which was not what you expected.
I was hoping for it.
You're hoping for it. But you thought they'd be more disappointed. All right. This is Jessica Wilkerson and Rochelle DeNicache.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF 69783, registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. You can find out more about me or my colleagues at www.chicocreekcounseling.com. And we're talking with my friend Rochelle DeNicache, who also happens to be Joe Taylor's daughter and our office manager and an author and a mother and a bravery guru.
Working on that one.
So I'm putting that hat on you. You're going to
okay,
own it. You're gonna wear that
I
hat.
Own that hat. Yeah. I own that mask.
There you go. So when we left, we were talking about how you were, you did a brave thing. As a mom, I totally can see the bravery in sitting the kids down and saying, I can't be a mentor at your club. I can't go to your regular meetings anymore. I need to just take a step back and only go to tournaments. because I need some more time for me.
Mm-hmm.
Since I, you know, and that would have been really hard to imagine their little faces and being the disappointment, like, you're not going to be there.
Right.
And putting that script in their mouth.
Yeah.
Putting the script in their mouth of disappointment and I don't understand and you're selfish and all of the scripts that you're putting in their mouths.
Right.
That is helping to solidify your automatic no toward yourself.
Right.
To give yourself the permission to do something that will enhance your quality of life.
Yeah.
And so we were talking about how when they were receptive to it, it kind of released you from that.
It did.
That shackle.
And it gave me two solid evenings to, you know, do what I needed to do for myself. And then most of Saturday.
Oh, wonderful.
Right. And so it also really, you know, I think we, as, how do I say this? As parents, we need to be that example for mm-hmm. how, when they're adults, they need to take care of themselves as well. You know, have that time to really be in their personhood.
Mm-hmm. You know, I just thought of something. When you look at your kid, whether they're a little dude or a teenager, and you think about how stressed out you are and how frazzled you are and how you're running all over the place and you're wearing too many hats and everyone's pulling at you in different directions, and you look at your little one, do you see them as an adult also living that life?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want that for them?
Right, because if that's what we're modeling, that's what they're going to know of adulthood, and that's what they're going to do for themselves.
And if life is peaceful, they're going to think that they're doing something wrong
mm-hmm.
because it's too peaceful. They're not doing enough things.
Right.
And so they're going to grow up adding all those extra things to their plate because that's what their mama and their daddy have been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes the bravery is learning to say no to other people and say yes to yourself so that someday your little one will also say no to other people and say yes to themselves.
Yes. Because that's what we really want for them, right?
Oh, yeah.
We don't look at them and think, oh, you're not doing all the things. You're selfish.
No, we do not.
You know? And so, you know, being kind to ourselves in that way and saying, oh, wait, I don't have to do all the things. I can, you know, stand up and do what I need to do for myself to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not selfishness.
No.
That's health.
Mm-hmm. But we've been ingrained in our role modeling from our parents, from the people around us, or our work. Some people have careers and their bosses just put so many things on their plate
mm-hmm.
that it becomes like a normal feeling in their bodies.
Right.
That it just feels normal to be frazzled all the time.
To be under that amount mm-hmm. of stress.
Yeah. And so then we look at people who are not under that stress and think, I wish I had a carefree life like that.
Right.
And then it's a fleeting thought and it goes away because we just already know that we can't have that.
Mm-hmm. It's the automatic no.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And how brave would it be to tell that boss no
mm-hmm.
and to tell your spouse no and yeah. to tell your kids no and to tell that inner voice no.
Yeah. Sometimes no can be fear, but sometimes no can be boundaries. Mm-hmm. It can be yes to yourself.
There you go. Saying yes. You know, when I very first, we mentioned a couple episodes ago how I went skydiving because I didn't have the healthy boundaries to say no. But it ended up being really fun. So
it worked out.
My very first way of learning to say no to other people and yes to myself was to say, I felt like if someone invited me to go do something and I already didn't have other plans, then I should say yes because I didn't have other plans. So I just started saying, oh, sorry, I have other plans. And really those other plans were to stay home.
I have plans for me.
Yeah. I just leave that for me part off. Oh, I'm sorry. I already have other plans. My plans were to do yoga and take a bubble bath in my living room. You know, mm-hmm. those were the plans.
Good plans.
I know. All right, guys. Next week, Rochelle will be back. So we have three more weeks with Rochelle. Please stay tuned and find her at Act Brave on Facebook. This is Jessica Wilkerson.